Get Cereal.
That's right, you are listening to Get Cereal, and that track there was Kick Push by Lupe Fiasco.
Yes, and something that is also a little bit of a fiasco is David M. Green's Community Service.
David M. Green's Community Service.
G'day, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good.
I like your intros.
Yeah. All right, it's got a bit of a MIDI file there going.
It's great. How are you?
Yeah, really good. What have you got for us this week?
Well, I got some good news.
Yes.
Because last week I participated in the RMIT University Student Union Scavenger Hunt, which they
love scavenger
they
hunts.
They used to do it every year, but they haven't done it for about 8 years. Anyway, so we got a team together. We got five people, and we had to do it. It was 24 hours. Started at 5 p.m. on a Thursday, finished at 5 p.m. Friday last week, and we had there's a huge list of things that we needed to either get, like items that we needed to find, or weird activities that we needed to do.
Like, you needed to be naked somewhere at a certain time.
There was
things like that.
There was some naked runs involved.
You crazy kids.
I didn't do that. There's no way that I said no. it was for quite a large cash prize, though, so one of the other members of the team really wanted the money, so he chucked his hand up.
Did you end up winning?
We did. Yeah, we won. And we won by a huge amount. We won by like 8,000 points. So there were various things. Some of the smaller items were worth like 10 points. Some of the larger challenges were worth like 500. One of the best things we did, I think, was swim in the fountain out the front of the Royal Exhibition Building at like midnight. So that was pretty cool. One of the other things we had to do was karaoke.
Yeah,
and I've never done karaoke.
Never done karaoke before. You've been missing out.
I did enjoy it, but I can't sing. is the real problem, and not a lot of people who do karaoke can. But so I hadn't done any of these crazy challenges, so it was kind of my turn to do something. So we had to sing specifically a Madonna song, a duo. So me and someone else in the team, two of us had to do a Madonna song. Karaoke, and when we found a place, we found a song by Madonna, and I was doing it with my friend Meg, and there were two microphones, but only one of them worked.
Yep.
Only hers worked. So it started off, you can really only hear her, and I do have a clip. We do have a recording.
Yeah, let's have a little bit of a listen to just how it went.
Yeah, that's how it started anyway.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Not that bad.
Yeah, so she's
nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
She's all right. She's pretty, I mean, she's not gonna sell a million records, but
as far as karaoke goes, that's what you expect.
Yeah, it's pretty good for an amateur, but then about three quarters of the way through, I'm singing the whole time. You couldn't even. I was singing then. You couldn't hear it.
Into a fake mic. Yeah.
And
more or less.
Keep trying to say, hey, this thing's not on. And I couldn't take it anymore. I gotta get some of my voice on this track.
So you had a bit of a diva moment.
Yeah. I don't know. It. Keep in mind, I'm a terrible singer. But this is.
Yeah, I think we have a clip
this
here where
is how it sounded when I took over.
Give it up for me.
Yes. But you gave it your all.
Oh, David.
Yeah. We won.
You won.
So it was worth it in the end. And yes. I got that funny clip. So it's
yeah, exactly.
At least you got that out of it.
Too bad. Yeah. How do you feel about having done karaoke now?
Good. I feel like I can do anything now.
Yeah?
It's a real kind of liberating feeling. I highly recommend it.
All right. Well, we might get a track now. Thank you so much for coming in, David.
Thank you, Charles.
And we'll see you next week.
Girl in here.